Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight into the destiny, the purpose, the call that God has already preordained for our lives. And we do this by faith, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we grow in his grace and knowledge, as we learn of him, and we apply the word of God by faith daily, we become that light that shines brightly. We become the answer for someone else. We become the hope for someone else. We become that is the drawing mechanism for someone to know, understand, and serve God in a better capacity. So it is amazing that God chooses unlikely people. He chooses people that he calls for his purpose and his plan, and he does it according to his will. And he does it knowing that the outcome is always going to be in the favor of his will. It's always going to be the thing that he already saw, the expected end that was already in his mind. The Bible lets us see and understand this when it says in the book of Isaiah that in the mind of God, Christ was already crucified before the foundations of the world. Before anything was ever formed, before anything was ever made, God already knew that his son was going to have to die. He already knew our situation. He already knew that we were going to need a savior. And in his mind, he already saw Christ slain. He already saw Christ paying the price for us. And because he did, he chose unlikely people like Abraham. He chose people that were not qualified according to other standards and called them to his purpose. Gave them his truth, his plan, and allowed them to walk it out. And he allowed them to walk it out knowing that they're going to fail, that they're going to mess up. But he applied the grace that was necessary. In the Old Testament, it was with animal sacrifices. In the New Testament, it is with the blood of Jesus Christ. So we stand complete in him, performing, living, acting, and being all that God has called and commanded us to be. In this time, in this season, in this hour, we have been looking at people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as individuals living in a different time, a different era, but allowing the Word of God to be real in their life and allowing God to be the Lord of their life as they trust Him. When we study them, we see where they're walking, how they're walking, even in their struggles and their disappointments, we see them and we see the word of God become that which will not fail them. The will of God is performed because when God chooses an individual, a tribe, a family, a nation, he calls them for his purpose and nothing can stop or refute the word of God. Today we're going to be looking in just this 15 minutes of empowerment just to encourage you about when we come together, when we come to church, and how it is a blessing for us to go to church. It is a blessing for us to get together. It's a blessing for us to assemble ourselves together. It is a blessing for us to come and fellowship, to hear from God, to hear what he has to say, to get his instructions, to get his wisdom, and to fellowship with one another. We are not to forsake that fellowship. We're to do every chance and opportunity we get to go in corporately in the house of God and to hear what God has to say and worship him and celebrate everything that he has done and accomplished, celebrate his faithfulness, his truth, celebrate what Jesus has won for us, every victory, celebrate him just being God. When we get there and we worship and we adore him and we praise him, and then we hear the word of life, we hear the instructions that help build us up in our most holy faith, when we hear that and we receive it and then we begin to apply it, that is a blessing. That is a blessing. The Lord loves us. We are blessed when we do that, and the word of God lets us know that we are blessed when we do that. We are blessed when we allow God to come in a service that we set up expecting him to show up. You can't go to church and not expect anything, but you go expecting to hear from the King. You expect to see his manifestation. You expect to feel his presence. You expect to adore him, to worship him. So your expectations should always be high when we come in the presence of the Lord. And even when we're expecting anything in prayer or in our everyday life, we expect God to move. We expect God to act. We expect God to be faithful. And that is the same way it is when we come to the house of God. We understand that when we go in, there's a blessing that we're going to receive. And in Psalms 84, it says, "How lovely is your temple, O Lord, the Lord of the armies of heaven." And this is speaking about God, that according to the word of God, in heaven, God has an army. He has a mighty, powerful army. And he's the one that's in control of his army. He's the one that's head over his army. And it's lovely. It's great. And how? And when we see that loveliness about God's temple, it's the beauty of his righteousness. It's the beauty of his holiness. It's the beauty of his name, of his strength. It's the beauty of him coming in to beautify it with everything that he is. So every time we go in, there's a blessing of beauty that comes upon us through righteousness, through that sanctification that we get as we're in his presence, because we are washed in the word. The Bible lets us know that we are washed. Every time we read the word, we hear the word of God, there's a washing that happens. There's a restoration that happens. There's a renewal of mind that happens in us. So there's a beautification that happens every single time we go into the temple of God, into the church, and we know that we're expecting and we set the atmosphere for God's presence. Then we know that the beautification is going to happen in our life and even in our own personal worship. Every single time we worship the King of Kings, we go into his most holy place, we read his word, and we praise and worship him, there's beautification that happens in righteousness through our love, intimate relationship with him. So we see that. And what I like about this, it doesn't matter what has happened in your life. It doesn't matter what's going on. If you can make it to the place where God is, whether it's in your bathroom, in your car, in your kitchen, in your house, and that wherever it's at, if you can just, because he lives inside of us, so he's a very present help. And so when we access him by faith and we just begin to worship and adore him and love on him and talk to him and commune to him, it doesn't matter what our pilgrimage, our journey is taking us. We have a fresh reward, a restoration. We have a spring of life that is coming to refresh us through the journey that we might have just faced, through that problem, that situation, through what has happened in our day. We have a spring of living water that's inside of us that's going to refresh us, that's going to bring peace, that's going to bring joy, that's going to satisfy us, that is going to come and solve the problems, even if the problems are not solved that very, very moment. The peace of God, which passes all of understanding, is going to fall on us and give us what we have need of at that very moment. So we don't have to walk and act as if we're in this thing alone, that we don't have help. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. He's there to give us what we need, what we have need of, and to satisfy us. And as he satisfies us, we are refreshed, we are renewed. And what I like about it, it says here, happy are those who are strong in the Lord, meaning that you have not allowed your faith, you have not allowed your stance to waver. You have not allowed anything to steal your strong position of faith, your strong stand of faith, your strong belief of faith. You haven't allowed the world of doubt, fear to come in and steal anything from you, but you remain strong in the faith of God, in the faith of what he's already accomplished. You're happy about your stance. You're happy about the strength that you have, not in yourself, but in him, because you're pulling on his strength. And I love that. And it says that, happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who want above all else to follow your steps. We want to pant after God. We want to know where he's leading us, where he's taking us, and enjoy the journey. We don't want to take this journey grumbling and complaining, because that was the heart and the mindset of the children of old, of the Israelites of old. We don't want that. We want to be happy about what God is doing, because he knows what he's doing. He knows, as Joseph said, he knows the path that I take. He knows what he's ordained for my life. He knows exactly everything that's going on, and anything that happens in my life or your life, God is not surprised by. He already knows, and he's already made a way for your escape. He's already provided what is needed, and he already knows exactly what is going to be birthed out of you, or what's going to grow and develop out of you, or what's going to mature out of you in the situations that you're in. He knows the lessons that you're going to learn. He already knows, And because he knows, we're to joy and take pleasure and be happy in the fact that we're not aimlessly wandering around, that God knows what he's doing in our life, and he knows the direction that he's taking us. And because he does, we are secure in the fact that he is ordaining our steps for his glory, for glory, for us to shine, for us to mature, for us to grow, for someone else's life to be touched, to have an overcoming testimony that's going to help someone else, that when we witness to them, when we talk to them, we have more than just, he brought me out and he saved me. And that's a wonderful testimony. But some people are in the places where they're hitting places in their life that they need to know that even God can help them through this, that even God can break this, that even God can help them overcome this. And you have a testimony, I have a testimony about what he's done in my life, an overcoming testimony, not just when he saved me and the condition that I was in, when he saved me and brought me out, but as I've been walking with, as I've been going through this journey of life, I've faced many trials and tribulations, and I've had many tests, but through it all, God has been faithful to lead me and guide me. God has given me a testimony that how I overcame through him, through the blood of Jesus and his word, by my faith in him, and how he has performed in me great and miraculous things. Your overcoming testimony is going to encourage someone else. It's going to strengthen someone else and let them know they're not in this alone, because in their mind, they always think that no one else is going through what they're going through. No one else is having it as hard as they're having it. No one else is facing the problems that they're facing. But unless you open up your mouth and testify to the glory of God and tell them what God has done, they will never know. But we are encouraging each other when we testify, when we tell of the goodness of the Lord, in our faith, to let them know that they can do it too. The same God that did it for me is the same God that would do it for you. He's not partial. He does not have favorites. It has nothing to do with that. He gives out love equally. He gives out power equally. He gives it all to us, and we walk in it. As we grow in the Lord, if we want more of God, then guess what? We can get it. You can get as much as you want from him or as little. It's up to you. It's your choice. But he gives us all the measure. He gives us all a measure. And as we walk and learn and grow in that measure, we become more and more like him. And our testimony grows and grows and grows and grows and grows about the goodness of the Lord. And the Bible says, as we continue on, says, when they walk through the valley of weeping, it will not become a place, it will become a place of where springs of blessing and refreshing collect after rain. That means whatever you go through, God is going to call a refreshing in your life. Whatever you're walking through, look for the refreshing wind of God. Look for that encouragement. Look for that worship, that song. Look for that peace. Look for that refreshing of God to touch you like spring water, like the rain that falls. And after that rain, that fresh, clear water, the smell that happens when there's a nice rain, that spring, especially when spring is out, and there's a nice summer rain or spring rain, everything feels and smells fresh. That's the way God is going to refresh your soul, refresh your mind when we go through different situations. He's going to cause a river, a spring, a refreshing to happen to you, so that whatever is going on, you are not going to carry the dust of that. You're not going to carry the burden of that, but he's going to refresh you and strengthen you and build you up, because he understands that in life there are going to be situations. There are going to be things that happen. Life is going to happen to the just and the unjust. The difference is we have a hope that they don't have. We have an answer that they don't have. We have a life that they don't have. We have a relationship that they don't have. So we don't walk as if we don't have hope, but we walk as if we have hope. And the hope is the hope of glory, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who died for us, who paid the price for us, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father, who's making intercession for us, and is coming back again for us. And we have that hope that we will be with him forever, that what he paid for, what he did, what he accomplished is real, and it's going to happen and manifest in great exploits in our life, because we know our God. We know our King. So we understand that God is going to refresh us, and he's not going to leave us beaten down and tattered on the path of the journey that we are. We can expect and look for the refreshing word, wind, breath of God to hit our lives, to hit and restore us and refresh us. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favorite Life today. The process is there. And I pray this 15 minutes of encouragement and empowerment has come and hit your life and refreshed you and even caused you to get up and begin to move more in the destiny that God has for you, regardless of what you're facing. Make sure you go to the temple. Make sure you make that place where he can come and talk and refresh you, and you are blessed each time you do. God bless you. We'll see you here tomorrow at the same time. Have a wonderful, blessed day.